Well, hey, everyone. We are going to finish out the show by opening up our inbox, as we always do. And we have Candace back to answer this week's question. Welcome to the show, Candace.
And Lisa, it's always good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, a relationship question for you. This person is asking, when I commit myself to a relationship, I give my all and find that I get emotionally involved very quickly. Often I become invested in the person with my finances and my time, and I feel like it was all a waste of time once the boyfriend breaks off the relationship. How do I date someone without getting too involved? That's a good question. It's hard.
It's a good
dance.
One.
Yeah.
You know, you wanted to say, stop it.
Yeah.
Don't do that anymore. It sounds like she's looking to the relationship to do more than it should, especially early on. You know, she's not married to the guy yet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're investing so much time, so much emotion, so much money even, her finances, I mean, that's an interesting angle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing maybe that means she's buying him a lot of stuff. And I couldn't help but think of the comparison of when you go on a job interview.
Hmm.
You go and you ask questions of the potential employer, and they ask a lot of questions of you, and it's very much an investigation process. And, you know, at the end of the week after that interview took place, you're not going to get a paycheck from the company because
mm-hmm.
they haven't hired you yet. And there's a little bit of that element here where I want to say you're acting way too married too soon.
Hmm.
So I think she knows that, and that's why she's written. So what does she do? Well, some practical things. First off, date as unto the Lord. Date with the glory of God and the exalting of Christ in mind. And do that in the context of a community. Hopefully she's a member of a church, but it sounds like she really just needs some practical accountability and input from somebody who has dated well and hopefully gotten married well to just kind of bounce some things off of practically. You know, I don't know all the details of the situation, so I can't speak to the specifics, but she needs an older woman in her life to walk through this with her because it sounds like she just is maybe a little bit immature in the how-to of dating in a way that honors the Lord. But, you know, you can think of it like an interview early on. You do want to get to know the person and investigate their character and discern if they're a good fit. And you need to guard your heart in that process and guard your wallet and guard your emotions and be more guarded. Don't feel like let me say this. If you have the expectation that dating means you are completely open to this person, that's a wrong way of thinking about dating.
Mm-hmm.
And so put up some guards and be a little more reserved and get some accountability. And if you really are still struggling, I would just recommend a practical thing of go on double dates with an older couple and don't
mm-hmm.
date by yourself for a while until you've had some help learning how to date well.
Mm-hmm. It actually really harkens back to our biblical dating series on Boundless, where Scott Croft has outlined very explicitly kind of different appropriate stages of behavior and stuff based on where the relationship is, and just to always be careful about where not only your mind but your heart is going, because I think it's one of those things, like for women especially, it's kind of like a freight train. You know, you just realize, oh my goodness, I didn't know I was so into this guy, and now 4 weeks in I just feel like I could marry him, and you have to be like, whoa, step back.
Yeah, you have so much pent up excitement and
right.
energy and expectation. It's hard not to just pour it all out.
Right. Well, especially when someone is giving attention to you, focused attention, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we can all check our own hearts on that front. It's very easy to get, whether just plain excited about it, or we can even move into a prideful place about it. And all of a sudden we build up an exclusivity that's just not appropriate in that.
Yeah, I love the idea of reading Scott's biblical dating series. It's,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one of the best resources that's kind of timeless on Boundless.
Yeah, very true. Well, Candace, awesome thoughts. Thanks for weighing in on this. Again, you know, talking about what it feels like, what it looks like to get too involved in different stages of a relationship. And you will find yourself being grateful for having established those boundaries because, wow, when you move out of those relationships, having to clean up all that mess is a difficult place to be. I have been there. Well, thanks so much, Candace, for weighing in on that.
You're welcome.
All right, folks. Well, that is it for this week's show. As always, we want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org so that we can answer your question in the future. And make sure you are sharing the show with your friends. Tell them on social media. You can link to the show. Hashtag us here at Boundless. And certainly we'll include more people in our sphere. Well, that's it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.